This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Ruben Vasquez. Date of birth is December the 9th, 1968. Case ID number is 6091551. Date of exam, May the 11th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Krista Spahn, dated 4/25/2022. And a social security questionnaire dated 2023. Identifying information, this is a 54-year-old divorced male with one son who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of brain aneurysm, comma, right eye blindness, comma, and bad knees. The claimant is presently employed and is employed as a ranch worker, which he's been doing for 2 years. Before that time, he worked on the oil rigs for 30 years. During the time he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house by himself and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, brain aneurysm. The claimant states that on April 17, 2022, he started to develop severe migraine and tension-type headaches, mostly in the parietal area of his brain. The claimant was evaluated with the CT scan and was found to have a large aneurysm. He also has a history of trauma where a metal piece went through his right eye and he became blind from his right eye when he was a young boy, approximately in 1996. He states the character of the pain was a pressure pain located in the parietal area that would last approximately 24 hours and a pain that he would have at least once a week. He states his pain was every 3 weeks, and then it became every 2 weeks, until the pain became every 1 week and sometimes twice a week. The associated symptoms include nausea, comma, photophobia, comma, paresthesia, comma, scalp tenderness, comma, vertigo, comma, and poor vision. He denies any vomiting. He was diagnosed by Dr. Day as having a large aneurysm of his brain, and surgery was performed to repair the aneurysm by Dr. Arthur Day. The claimant states at the present time he takes Tylenol 500 milligrams once a day, and he states that he responds usually within 4 hours. The surgery was performed in Houston, Texas, and a open brain surgery was performed, and a metal plate was placed. He states his main symptoms were severe headaches, a mildly decreased vision, and slurred speech. He states he's had difficulty with his memory, and he was having seizures when he had the aneurysm. At the present time, he complains of residual mild weakness, decreased vision of the right eye, mild slurred speech, and decrease in his memory. He denies any more seizures at this time. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb two flights of stairs, comma, and he does not need the assistance of a cane or walker. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 50 pounds above his head. He was diagnosed as having a large parietal frontal aneurysm, which was surgically repaired on April 17, 2022. His condition is stable and appears to be resolved at this time and in remission. Allegations number two, right eye blindness. The claimant states that in 1996, a piece of metal punctured his right eye with trauma, and he remained blind secondary to that injury. The claimant does wear glasses, but states that he is only able to see through his left eye. The claimant also states that his night vision as well as his peripheral vision is poor. He was diagnosed with right eye blindness and states that he does have photophobia. Smell and vision. OD uncorrected, 20/0. OS uncorrected is 20/25. The claimant does not wear glasses at this time, except for reading. Allegation number 3, bilateral knee pain. The claimant states that since 2014, he has had pain in both knees. No x-rays have been performed. He denies any fracture surgery, but has had 4 steroid injections placed in both knees. His symptoms include pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 30 minutes, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 50 pounds above his head. His physician at this time is Dr. Petra De Leon. He has no assistive devices that he uses, and he takes Tylenol 500 milligrams QD for pain, which does give relief. He says the only other physical activity he does is working on the ranch. Family history. Father died at the age of 75 from cancer of the liver. His mother died at the age of 81 from myocardial infarction. Medications, none. Medical problems. Surgery of a large brain aneurysm repair performed on April the 17th, 2022. Also, right eye blindness secondary to trauma of a puncture wound of the right eye in 1996, osteoarthritis, social history. The claimant has a history of smoking 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day for 30 years. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. He also denies any delirium tremors, but did have seizures when he had the large aneurysm. Substance abuse, the claimant states that he did use marijuana and cocaine back in 2013. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit. Weight, 134 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 8.5 inches tall. BP 128 over 81 mmHg, heart rate 59 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 21. General, this is a 54-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. HEENT, the claimant has a normal cephalic traumatic head injury where there is a 25-centimeter head surgical scar from the right parietal area down to below the left ear area where surgery was performed and a metal plate performed and placed in his brain where a aneurysm was repaired. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The claimant does have right eye scarring secondary to trauma to the right eye, where he is completely blind in the right eye at this time. The fundoscopic examination of the left undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were not equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements appeared to be normal. Visual acuity was grossly normal for the left eye. Confrontational visual fields were grossly abnormal for the right side, but normal for the left. Could you please drop down to skin? The claimant has multiple tattoos noted. Could you please drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction except for his right eye and also some destruction of his brain secondary to an aneurysm repair. He's able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has limitations in his visual fields and in his visual acuity for the right eye, but is normal for the left. He's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to decreased vision of the right eye and mild decreased memory. Probable diagnoses. Number one, brain aneurysm, dash, confirm with physical examination. Surgery was performed to correct it. The claim appears to be normal at this time with some mild decreased memory. Otherwise, normal physical exam. Number two, right eye blindness, confirmed with physical examination. However, the claimant has good left eye vision at this time. Number three, bilateral knee pain, secondary to osteoarthritis, normal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ruben Vasquez.